Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Good morning. This is Pastor Vince. I'm going to welcome you to today's podcast. This is going to be lesson number 18, which is chapter number 18 in your book. And it is on the theological method. Now, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, define the theological method of Bible study, list the five steps of theological method of Bible study. You're going to be able to define the word doctrine, define key theological terms, and do a Bible study using the theological method. Our key verse is found in Psalms 119, 129. The testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. Now, this chapter defines and explains the theological method of Bible study. An example of this method is also provided in the four further study section in your book. And it provides an opportunity to apply what you've learned by actually using the theological method of Bible study. Now, the theological method focuses on the study of basic Bible doctrines. It's a study of a book or Bible as a whole in order to collect, compare, organize doctrine. Theology is the study of God, and this includes the study of God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A theological method focuses on Bible doctrines that reveal things about God. And a doctrine is a group of teachings about a certain subject. The theological method focuses on basic doctrines, which are collective teachings of theology or things pertaining to God. A theological study usually focuses on a certain book and it teaches on a selected doctrine. An even more detailed theological study focuses on all the entire Bible teaches on a doctrine. A doctrine is never determined on the basis of one isolated verse or passage because doctrinal error results from teaching a doctrine based on only a few texts. This is a practice followed by many false cults. In doing a theological Bible study, you can apply everything you have already learned about a book, chapter, paragraph, verse, and Bible study. And all of these study methods can be applied as you use them in the theological method. Okay, now I'd like to explain the method of theological study. So there are five major steps in the theological method of Bible study. Step one, select the topic. The following outline in your book on Bible theology will assist you in selecting topics for use in the theological method of Bible study. So, first off, we have under biblical theology, one is bibliology, or the study of doctrine of the Bible. In that, we would look at the origin, revelation, inspiration, authority, illumination, which is how the Holy Spirit illuminates or helps us understand the Bible, and interpretation. Secondly, in theology, we have the study of God the Father, which deals with the attributes of God, the works of God, the names of God, the triune nature of God. Then we have Christology, which is the study of the doctrine of Jesus Christ, and that deals with the attributes of Jesus, the works of Jesus, the names of Jesus, the triune nature of Jesus, and his life in the flesh. It also deals with birth and childhood, baptism, temptation, the transfiguration, teachings, miracles, sufferings and death, the resurrection, ascension, the second return of Jesus Christ, the messianic kingdom, the deity of Jesus, which is a study on how Jesus was both divine and human in one person, his existence with God the Father, Old Testament types of Jesus Christ. And then we have pneumatology, which is a study of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And this deals with the attributes of the Holy Spirit, which encompasses the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit, both in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, and in the present church age. It also deals with the names of the Holy Spirit, the preexistence of the Holy Spirit with God the Father, the triune nature of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament contrasted with the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, types and symbols of the Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and baptism of the Holy Spirit. Next, we have angelology, which is a study of good angels, which would be the angels of God. And that deals with the structure, their structure and organization, names of angels, and the work of angels, past, present, and future. Then we have demonology, which is the study of wicked angels who are demons of Satan. And that deals with their origin, structure and organization, names, their work, past, present, and future, and their judgment and destination. Then we have Satanology, which is the study of Satan, which would deal with his origin, fall, different names, his work, past, present, future, and his judgment and destination. Then we have Anthropology, which is a study in origin and the nature of man, which deals with the origin of man, the fall of man, the sin nature of man, and God's remedy for man's sin. Then we have Soteriology, which is a study of the doctrine of salvation. The development of the plan of salvation is traced from the first promise of salvation, which is found in Genesis 3:15 throughout the Bible. And study of the Savior, Jesus Christ, and you can see God, the Son, Jesus Christ, which was Christology, and the finished work of the Savior, and also the terms of salvation. So this is all about the doctrine of salvation. Then we have Essiology, which is the study of the doctrine of the church. It focuses on all that the Bible teaches regarding the spiritual body of Jesus Christ, which is called the church. In that, we deal with the church as an organism, which is the body of Christ, the contrast between Israel and the church, the organization of the church, its ordinances, order, structure, service, and the doctrine of the church. Then we have eschatology, which is the study of last events, which had happened before the eternity begins. And in that, we would deal with prophecy concerning the church, prophecy concerning Israel, prophecy concerning other nations of the world, prophecies concerning the Messiah, his returns and establishing of his kingdom, the resurrections of the dead, judgments, the tribulation, the millennium, and the eternal states of the righteous and unrighteous. So once we've dealt with all these, step two is to define the doctrine selected. So the definitions of basic Bible doctrines were just given to you. So these include Christology, Numenology, Theology, Bibliology, Angelology, Demonology, Satanology, Anthropology, Soteriology, Eschatology, and Esotology. So step three, you want to select the Bible portion to be studied. So you want to decide the book or books of the Bible in which you are to study the doctrine. Books of the New Testament are best to use for theological research. So the Old Testament is largely prophetic or in a narrative story form. And the New Testament, especially the Gospels and the letters, provide much material for theological Bible study. Step number four, you want to gather the information on the doctrine. So use what you've learned about the book, the chapter, the paragraph, the verse, the word studies, to help you gather information on the doctrine which you're studying. And as you read, make notations on everything that Scripture reveals about the doctrine. Step number five, summarize the information you've gathered. So you want to summarize the information you recorded during Bible study. Use the outline on theology given in this chapter to help you organize your study notes into an outline or a chart. Now, here's an example of the theology method. So step number one, select the topic. So for example, the theological method, we have selected the topic Christology. Step number two, define the doctrine. Christology is the study of doctrines that are pertaining to Jesus Christ. Step number three, select the Bible portion to be studied. So we're going to study Christology in the book of Colossians. Step number four, gather information on the doctrine. So for the study, we read and outline the book of Colossians. So you can see that in your book, that is an outline of the book of Colossians, which we're not going to read here. So in addition to outlining the book, you should also do a chapter, paragraph, verse, and word studies to study the doctrine within the book. What studies you do depends on how thoroughly you decide to study the subject. For purposes of this example, we've done only an outline on Colossians. So next, we read the book again, and we write down every reference to Jesus Christ, summarize what was taught by reference. So you can see that in chapter 1, His name was Jesus Christ. Number two, peace comes from Jesus. Number three, God is Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, and on. So we go down and we take chapter one and all the references to Christ we write down, and we do that through all the chapters. So once we've done that, we're going to summarize the information gathered. So the following outline analyzes the information gathered in Colossians on Christology, and it summarizes the basic doctrines taught about Jesus in this book. So in a study of Christology in Colossians, first off, we found the names of Jesus Christ. We find his name is Jesus Christ, 1:1, Colossians 1:1. The Lord Jesus Christ, 1:3, head of the body, 1:18-24, the son of his love, 1:13, and he was called Lord Christ, 3:24. Some of the attributes of Jesus Christ: he was omniscient, which means he knows all, and in him is all wisdom and knowledge, and that's found in chapter 2, verse 3. Love: he made peace through the blood of his cross because of his love for sinful mankind. And that's chapter 1, verse 20. Holiness: he is perfection, chapter 1, verse 29. Omnipresence: present everywhere, Christ is in all, chapter 3, verse 11. Infinity: before all things, first chapter, verse 17. Christ is all, chapter 3, verse 11. He's omnipotent, he is all-powerful. All things are created by him, 1:16. All is held by him, 1:17, and principalities and powers are subject to him, 2:10. He is the creator, chapter 1, verse 16. He's the forgiver, chapter 2, verse 13. He is peace, chapter 1, verse 2. He is faith, chapter 1, verse 4. He is wisdom and knowledge, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Then we break down on the deity of Jesus Christ. He was God in the flesh, and we find that in his relationship to God. He was the Son of God, 1:3-13. He was made in the image of the invisible God, chapter 1, verse 15. In him dwelt the full Godhead, 1:19-2:9. And then we also find his works. He was the creator, chapter 1:16. He's the sustainer of life, chapter 1, verse 17. He's the savior of mankind. We find that in chapters 1:14, 20, 22, chapter 2, 13, and 14. He judged principalities and powers, chapter 2, verse 15. And then we have his position. He was the head of principalities and powers, chapter 2, verse 10. Object of the believer's faith, chapter 1, verse 4, and 2, verse 5. And the reason and recipient of believer service is chapter 3, verse 17. He was also an agent which a believer approaches God, chapter 3, verse 17. He's the head of the church, and that's chapter 1, verse 24, and chapter 2, verse 17 and 19. He's the head of the kingdom, chapter 1, verse 13. He is seated at the right hand of God, chapter 3, verse 1, and he is all in all, chapter 3, verse 11. Then we find that he is the humanity of Jesus. Although he was God, he was also made flesh, and he lived among men, and subject to all the temptations and limitations of man, yet without sin. So he spilt his blood, chapter 1, verse 20. He died, chapter 2, verse 15. He was resurrected from the dead, chapters 2, 15 and 1:18. Then we have his death. He fulfilled the law, chapter 2, verse 17. He brought principalities and powers to judgment, chapter 2, verse 15. He made peace and reconciliation for mankind. That's chapter 1, verse 20 and 22. He enabled forgiveness of sins, chapter 2, 13, and 3, 13. And then lastly, his resurrection. He was made the firstborn, or the first to rise from the dead, chapter 1, verse 18. He guaranteed our resurrection, chapter 3, verse 1. And then his return. He will be manifested in the future, and we will be manifested with him, chapter 3, verse 4. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and then join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.